An Arkansas man named Patrick Michael Penker has been caught by the FBI and now has pleaded guilty to four counts of fraud and money laundering. The crimes took place in Texas. Penker was borrowing Social Security numbers, opening credit card accounts. He would often get cash advances and then buy cashier's checks. The checks were usually made out to some variation of the names Dewey, Cheatham, and Hal. One day at American State Bank in Lubbock, Jim Reed noticed the name.
One of the branch managers had called our department, the department that I manage, handles especially legal issues and those type of situations, and said, you know, there's a guy that he's left here, but he was here this morning, and he just was kind of really jovial, laughing, talking to everybody, acted like he was everybody's best friend. And he said, you know, it just kind of made me feel a little leery about him because he was so friendly.
Bankers tend to get suspicious
like
that.
That's right. That's right. And he purchased a cashier's check for cash for $2,500. And so my associate basically said, well, send me the information. Let us look at it. And, you know, it could be something suspicious we may want to look a little further into. Well, when she actually got the information a few days later, well, I basically just started laughing because I noticed the name of the check that was made payable right off as being just a little bit strange, you know. Kind of unusual. Could be legitimate, but was very unlikely, I thought.
So who was the check made payable to?
He used the combination of the names. I believe that one he made payable to Hal Dewey Cheatham and Company.
Hal Dewey Cheatham.
I believe that's how he made that one payable. H-O-W-E-C-H-E-A-T-U-M and Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y. And Company.
So if you just say that out loud, it really becomes suspicious.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, I guess I'm somewhat trained a little bit in that area, informally trained anyway. I do the training for our bank and a lot of the legal issues. And so in class, I'm always coming up with funny, fictitious names. And so I'm always looking out for names for something that looks a little funny. So I probably just noticed that more from just having that experience than anything else. But I basically said, I think at this time, I think I'll just call one of my buddies at the FBI and turn it over to them, see if they want to do something.
The fictitious law firm Dewey, Cheatham & Hal first showed up in a Three Stooges movie.
Right.
And it's also used by the car guys on public radio as the name of their company.
Okay.
So it's out there quite a bit.
That's right.
Had you heard of it before?
Well, I've heard the combination as a joke, that type of thing, but I didn't necessarily associate it with the Three Stooges.
Well, here comes the big question.
Okay.
If you're going to try to commit fraud on a bank, why would you use a name that is so obviously laughable?
I suppose you need to ask that question to the gentleman that did it. My first thought when I got it was, why would he do this? Unless he wanted to be caught immediately. But I guess he just liked a challenge and the adrenaline rush of trying to set it up where he could be caught to see how long he could get away with it. I'm not sure.
So now you've got another great story for your training sessions.
That's true. That's true. And I've already incorporated that name as one of my partnership customers in our training room. So so there were a lot of advantages to it, I suppose.
Mr. Reed, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Jim Reed, Vice President for Training at American State Bank in Lubbock, Texas.